Broadcasted live. Catch the broadcast on kaya959.co.za.
Sam Beck-Bessinger is a personal finance author and does it so very well, breaking down even complex thoughts to the most interesting, the most quirky, and the most accessible ways for you to approach your wealth and savings and wealth development and growth. We look forward to speaking to her now about a very interesting question that's been asked. Do men and women discuss money differently? Well, according to a Sunlam survey, the answer is yes. Sam Beck-Bessinger, welcome to Kaya Biz. Thank you so much for joining us. I can't wait to hear a bit more about these insights.
Hi, and can I just say I am not on detox currently. So if some of that little delicious cake were to find its way. This is the thing about doing online interviews. They don't come with cake.
Right. You see, if you had been in studio, exactly, to all the guests we invite going forward. That's my wealth for today, but also my cost. But talk to me about Sunlam survey. Why is it that, or what do they find about the difference between men and women's approach to finance?
So this is really interesting. So Sunlam called the survey the dirtiest word survey. And I think the kind of main insight that comes out of this is all of us actually really struggle to talk about money. It's one of the last big taboos that we have in many societies, many cultures. And obviously, whenever we talk about gender, we're always generalizing, right? But they did find some quite significant differences. And I think the first one that really just stands out, and it's the biggest one, and it's probably quite an intuitive one, is that women are a lot more stressed, basically, when it comes to talking about money. Like, I think the number was, it's like 37% of women say when they talk about money, the main feeling that comes up is worry, versus, you know, less than 30% of men say the same thing. And I mean, I think if we just look at, you know, you've been talking a lot on the show about big picture economics, right?
Right.
And I think that we understand that, like, the women in South Africa are playing the game on hard mode, on the hardest of hard modes. And, you know, we still have a significant gender pay gap in this country. The average, I think the last number that I saw, which is a couple of years old, is that women in South Africa earn about 35% less than men for equivalent jobs still today. Sure. And that's driven by a number of factors. But I mean, you know, of course we're worried.
Indeed.
Of course we're stressed.
I mean, there's a bit of that in terms of the pay gap, but then there are also the dynamics. I mean, South Africa, it doesn't matter whether you're speaking mining or chief executive level, we are quite a migrant labor country, which historically I think started with men. And as a result, and as a result of other factors that we don't have time to go into, you tend to find the predominance of women-headed households in South Africa. Hmm. Doesn't that also contribute to the worry? Like, I don't have the extra pocket money for the dorp. Somebody needs to get... Yeah. It's school fees time. It's toughies time. It's stationery time. It's dinner time. Isn't that part of it?
Yeah, exactly. Exactly. So, I mean, you were talking about the care burden, right? So in South Africa, more children live just with their mothers than with both parents. And less than half of single mothers in this country get any kind of paternal support. So, I mean, that's a huge one. And it's not just children. I mean, we know this, like, women in this country, and again, generalizing, are very often the people in the family who are caring, thinking about care for parents, for other relatives, you know, and our financial worlds, I think, take into account so many other people's needs more often. And I think if you know, I spent a lot of time working in the financial services industry, and I know it's an industry you're also very familiar with. And, you know, I think we let women down, you know, and I think you really see the results of that in the survey by Sunlam. It's kind of, you know, this sense of worry that's coming through, and also the sense of women feeling like they are much less comfortable discussing their finances with a financial advisor, for example. So 60% of men say they feel very happy to talk to a financial advisor. Only 47% of women say that they do. You know, and I think one of the big reasons for that is just the vast majority of financial advisors in South Africa today, in the year of our Lord 2024, are still men, you know? And I think are not trained always to think about finances in the kind of holistic way that women need them to, right? Because as you say, we are trying to figure out not just how am I going to pay for my own retirement, but how am I going to do that and support my parents and my partner's parents and my kids and my cousin's auntie's child and, you know, it's a lot.
So, I mean, I don't want to run away with that theme just yet because, you know, Women's Month is over now. And according to the Sun
Number... We had our 1 month.
I know, out of 12. at least it's not the shortest one like Black History. But the survey also finds, which is kind of paradoxical to what you're talking about, that men do face social pressure to provide. Anecdotally, if I think about male colleagues, friends, there is a sense that the extended family, certainly as Black tax goes and the like, the extended family is a large responsibility. If things go wrong, not necessarily on an ongoing basis, but if something falls apart, they kind of need to step up. The 28% of men versus 16% of women fear that loved ones might ask for financial help, for example.
Absolutely. So there
is a balance here, I imagine.
Yeah, for sure. For sure. You're absolutely right. And I think that a lot of the emotions that come up in the survey, what are the emotions that come up for men? A lot of it is stuff around, feeling responsible to other people and also worrying about status, right? But having to feel like you're the responsible one, you're the provider. And I think also that pressure that men feel to maintain that mask of competence, right? Of I know what I'm doing. I've got everything under control. And of course, behind that mask, you know, if you really dig in and you really start talking to people, a lot of the times it is just a mask and there is underneath this kind of real sense of worry and concern. And I think the big picture for all South African households, but particularly for like middle class South African households at the moment, is that inflation has been so difficult over the last 8 years, particularly. I mean, you were talking about the cost of food, mm-hmm. like we're feeling it in our pockets. And, you know, just to put that inflation thing into perspective, on average, over the last 8 years, the average South African middle class household, their discretionary disposable income, has halved over the last 8 years because of inflation. Like that's how intense these pressures have been. So most families are struggling, you know. But then I think the problem is when you add in the sense of taboo and the sense of shame, what happens is that we all blame ourselves for that stress. We all feel like, oh, I'm not keeping
I'm the failure.
Up. I must be doing, exactly. Mm. I'm doing something wrong. I'm bad with money is then the narrative. And really that's not true. Like we're all working through a really difficult environment and the shame just makes it harder to actually look for the solutions because, you know, there are some solutions out there. But when we're not talking about it, you know, we can't get help. And that just kind of makes everything much worse.
In that regard, the survey finds men are twice as confident and almost three times as confident as women to speak with their friends competently and proudly, respectively, which I give them props to. I'm so sad. I wish I had a little bit more time with you, but I just, for the benefit of our listeners, there's one place where men and women do kind of come together, and that's on the subject of separate finances. 19% of women and 17% of men are inclined to keep their finances separate. Would you agree with me that number is just way too low for both?
I don't know about you, but this was one of the first pieces of financial advice I got from every auntie in my family was you've got to have that secret savings
little
account.
Egg. Yes.
That little egg that's for you. I'm a big believer in that. I saw, and I know that many of us saw growing up, not to get too dark about this, that, you know, financial dependency can lead to financial abuse and it can leave you trapped in situations that you don't want to be trapped in. So yes, absolutely. I am a big believer in some of it is yours, some of it is mine and some of it is ours, but some of it I think should be kept separate.
Sam Beck-Bessinger, please come back to the show soon. I will have cheesecake ready for you if you come into studio.
If it's cheesecake, come in.
Fantastic. Expert financial author, thank you so much for joining us. At last, we got to chat.
If you missed it live, catch the podcast on kaya959.co.za.